1420WILS.com. It's currently 67 degrees. Dr. Michael Madden is on the other end of our line. You ever wonder what you could do to make yourself smarter and make your brain function more efficiently? Dr. Michael Madden is the chief of medicine at Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak, and he may have a way for you to do that. Dr. Madden, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Tell us what you do at Beaumont Hospital.
I'm the chief of medicine here, but I practice as a geriatrician, take care of older folks.
Are there mental exercises to help our brain function more efficiently?
Yes, we can do things like crossword puzzles, read books and discuss them, play other games. So there's both mental exercise and, interestingly, physical exercise seems to help the brain as well.
It seems like as we get older, we quit doing all of the above that you mentioned to help our minds be more efficient. Why is that?
Well, I think that it tends to be just a cultural norm. It's certainly not a necessity. I had the wonderful fortune of having a grandfather who learned a new language at the age of 80.
There are computer games that can help you make your brain more efficient.
Again, playing things like crossword puzzles, doing things that challenge the memory and challenge the thinking process are helpful. There's not one particular game that one should go out and buy and brush up on. I think the point here for these games is to do things that you find fun. So if you like to play bridge or a pinochle, if you like to read books, do those things to keep the mind active and engaged.
Dr. Madden, there are those of us who have physical workout routines. We stick to those religiously. You also are proposing that we have mental workouts.
Yes, again, to stay active, I don't think one needs to go to the extent of saying, okay, I'm going to give up a half an hour of my day to get on the computer and do a specific set of mental exercises to keep my brain active. I think one needs to, again, find things that you enjoy doing that will stimulate the brain to be active and do it that way. For many people, actually, physical exercise is the same. If you can get out and do activities that you like, whether it's taking a walk through a nice park, whether it be getting out in the garden and doing some exercise in the garden, doing the things that are going to make you happy to get out there and do them, gives you the win-win of being good for the brain and good for enjoyment of life.
Dr. Madden, how soon can we see the results from these mental exercises?
As early as, say, 2 to 3 months' time of being active.
All right, Dr. Michael Maddens is the chief of medicine at the Beaumont Hospital in Royal Oak. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
My pleasure.
7:58, currently 68 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320WILS, 1320WILS.com. Governor Snyder's planned announcement is set for Friday to bypass the legislature on the proposed bridge from Detroit to Windsor. Tim Skubick broke this story. We'll have that story for you next on 1320WILS.